default with my America hat.
The what?
Do you have a Swedish hat or no?
No.
No. I'm saying that this
is US now.
This is okay, right? And you guys are US now, right? Okay. All right. How do I look? How's my good?
Perfect.
Good. How's my? Well, I don't have to worry about my hair anymore. Your hair is good.
Yeah, I don't
Your
know.
Hair looks good.
You tell me.
All right. So we're just butting in on the Oak interview because we got Sarah, Oak's wife. I'm always interested in the husband wife dynamic. In horse racing, especially you guys got to travel a lot together. And now the question everybody wants to know, when are you going to force Oka to stop driving and you're going to start driving these things?
Never going to happen.
No? Why not?
No.
We all know you're the better driver.
No.
No? No, you don't think so?
No, I'm just out there with the ones who is not as good as the other ones.
Oh, okay.
And maybe I'm 1% sometimes better,
okay.
But I have good horses too. So
okay.
Helps,
that helps? Yeah. Now that you're actually starting to drive, are you just going to stay with the amateur stuff?
Maybe sometime I jump in if I feel for going out there with the horse that I know.
Okay.
I have been out there sometimes. Once in a while, maybe see me.
Which do you like doing better, training, driving?
I love to race, but it's just like a big jump from the thing we had in Sweden. We were having like a amateur base, but mm-hmm. so much bigger. Like
sure.
So I was racing everything from 1 to 5 races a week. So
okay, so does it help to be a little bit more repetitive on the races?
Yes.
Yeah.
It does.
So now that you know how to drive, because not many family members know how to actually race. Mm-hmm. So do you, when Oka gives a bad drive at night, are you putting on your trainer hat and saying, listen, Oka, you did not do a good job
well,
here. Do you put on the wife hat?
You want to know the truth?
Yeah, I want
because
to know the truth.
He's really tough on me. So
he's tough on you.
Yeah.
So you got to give it right back to him, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So when I have a chance,
okay.
I need to be picky.
Okay. Oh, so you got to take, you got to,
oh, yes.
Last night, like
yeah.
You guys won 3 sire stakes.
No, then I was quiet.
So, but do you give him praise too? Or no, we can't. We always got to keep him on his toes.
Yes. I mean, like, yeah, every race is a new race, so... But we can have some fun things. Like I know what to say to him, and he knows what to make me happy. So
okay.
you just go.
It's a nice
give and take.
Right. It's mm-hmm. a nice what's the word? Relationship.
Yes.
Off the track, business wise. Do you guys get tired of seeing each other all the time?
No, I think we do good. I mean, one time or one day he goes to one track, and I have to go to another one, or I'm
okay.
home with the kids. So it's not that we're 24/7 around each other. So
that helps run, because you guys got a massive stable. You're traveling all over the place.
Yes.
He's going to Vernon tomorrow, which is 5 hours from here, and all over the place. So it's you guys are always running a lot of 70 horses, right?
Yeah, it's 70.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How does other than the what's the word I'm looking for? Fresh Hambletonian champs, though. How's that?
We're not there yet.
Well, forget about all the technicalities and all that stuff like
yeah,
that. I was talking with Oka. Oka won that race.
Yes, he did. But still, to be second, and it's still something going on out there. The day when they say
official.
You are the winner, then we are the winner. Up to then, it's still like in something in between.
So that day, did you guys have high expectations for the horse?
Yes and no. He wasn't like one of the favorites, but with a good...
he's a good horse.
Yes. But I also know it's a big race and so small things
right.
to be like fifth to be a winner. So
now he's out there. So he has to be calm. That's part of his job. You
yeah.
can't let... So as you're off the track. You, Janneke, Oscar, you know, everybody else that's off the track. Part of the horse. Can you be a little bit more emotional?
Yes.
Yes.
I think so.
So now, take us through the actual race. He leaves. Did you guys have a discussion about what to do in the race? Do you leave that up to him?
No. He knows what to do with the
he
racing.
Knows what to do.
Actually, when it comes to big races, he's always very calm.
He knows what he's
doing
out there.
I'm surprised sometimes because it's just like you can see so many drivers walk and
mm-hmm.
you see them every day. But mm-hmm. when there's big races and much going on, you can see different ones get nervous. But I have never seen him like get nervous.
Yeah.
Never.
So now he goes to the front feeling pretty good at that point, right?
Yes.
Because everybody's just back there bumping into each other. you know, they're all waiting for other horse to go. Oak
Yeah,
was like,
I
no,
know.
I'm going. I'm
Yeah, I
good.
know. That was kind of the thing when I was seeing the race. Like, I was surprised he came to the front and was.
Kind of easy.
Yes, and they let him be there. So when I saw that, I was having good feelings. It could go, but still the last quarter is the one who
right.
is the toughest one.
Top of the stretch now. I mean, no horses are really gaining on him.
No.
It's basically at that point, it's you guys on What the Hill.
Yes.
You know? So at that point, you know, like, all right, we got a good shot here. Top of the stretch, right? Are you, Butterfly, are you yelling at the, do you yell at the TV? Who's yelling at the TV?
No, I was
no?
quiet. I was standing alone and watched it. And at the same moment when you're second and so close to win, it's two feelings, like, so
it's
close.
It's like so close.
But so great to be second. And then I just walked away and was supposed to meet him. And then the two people came like, you're going to win the race. I didn't pay attention to what happened because
sure.
I was just looking at him. So I was like, what are we talking about now?
Yeah.
So then I went back to the TV and watched it. And I'm like, wow, this can actually.
So now they took down that horse. Who cried first?
Oki did.
He cried in
yes.
the paddock?
When he came off the track and we said, you're the winner. I know him so good, so I could see it under his.
Well, he had glasses
face.
On.
Yes.
He was okay.
But the face.
The yeah. face, and then Oscar and Yannicka, who takes
yeah.
care of the horse. I mean,
yeah.
it was a.
It was so great.
So then, when did it finally set in? Was it at that moment?
Yes, it was. Yeah.
Pretty good, right?
Yes.
So now, all you got to do again, just do it again this year.
Oh, it's so easy, right?
just do it again this year. We jogged a couple of horses, six pack, right? And what was
yeah.
the other one?
Planche Blue Chip.
Planche Blue
she
Chip.
Goes for them.
Right.
The
so
Oaks.
So we're gonna just win the Hambo and the Oaks. You haven't won the Oaks yet, right?
A dream can come true, but it's a really long way there.
Yeah, you haven't won the Oaks yet, right?
Yes.
So you got to win that one, right?
Well, everyone else wants to win too, it's
right.
not like that. But it's two good horses, so at that day, if everything is 100%, because it needs to be that, so then we can be the lucky one.
Is this the fun part, kind of the next 3 months, gathering up, watching other horses qualify? You know, it's a lot of work for you guys.
Yes, because you follow everyone who is talking about their horses,
mm-hmm.
and it's a puzzle to come to that day. Like Oki told you, many trainer here go week to week
mm-hmm.
of racing, but he wants to train them and see what the daily status of them are. So that's one of the great thing with him as a trainer. He really like can see 5% that's wrong at home.
It's an advantage, yeah.
Yes.
So overall, we're going to be looking forward to all the horses. You guys are always there in the mix. You know, a lot of Swedish trainers in the mix right now
yes.
for this Hambletonian. Who's the best Swedish trainer in America? Is it Åke Svanstedt?
I pass on that one.
Oh, okay. Listen, you guys are from Sweden. You guys are very humble. We're Americans. We
yes.
have no problem saying that we're the best at everything, right? So
I mean, it's so many great horsemen out there. So I just happy to have moved to US and people are nice and. It's great. We're still learning. It has been a really big challenge to move.
Yeah, they're training some pacers now too. You guys, yeah.
Yes, but it's still so much more around everything. It's not just to move from another country with kids.
Kids.
Starting up a company and get to know people and find the way you want to have it. So.
Well, you guys are figuring it out. So again, we'll look forward to all the Svanstedt horses and you know, just win the Oaks, then win the Hambo and win all the other ones. So thank you, Sarah.
Thank you.